Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If there's one thing we know how to do here in Appalachia, it's telling tales. And that's only natural, because we got a lot of folklore all its own. Made up of monsters, ghosts, jacktails, and a whole lot more. Sit back and listen now as we tell you all the lore of these mountains. You're listening to Mountain Lore, Tales from Appalachia.
Folks, today we have a jacktail for you. Are you ready for a jacktail, Gina?
Well, this is new and different, or something we hadn't done in a while, huh?
Well,
yeah, I'm ready.
I'm a little tired of ghosts and witches, although I guess you could say we got a witch in this one, too.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Well, folks, this tale comes from the area of Western Maryland and Pennsylvania by way of the Journal of American Folklore from its 30th volume in 1917, and it's a good little jack tale. Oh, I love these words, too. Once upon a time, there lived a woman and a boy in a house together, Jack and his mother. Now, Jack's father had passed away, so his mother had to keep the family going. So she planted some barley. And when it was ready for harvest, Jack's mother told him to go out and gather that barley. But Gina, the problem was Jack was a lazy fella, don't you know? And he didn't want to put out the effort it took to gather that grain. Well, when his mother saw that he hadn't lifted a finger to collect it, she whipped him with a broomstick and made him go gather it anyway. With that beating, Jack made up his mind to go out and gather the barley, as you can imagine. When he went to the fields, Jack found that the wind had blown all the barley away. And in its place, there was an oak tree standing in the field where the barley had been. So Jack picked up a club and commenced to beat on that tree. Well, pretty soon there came along a little old woman who saw Jack beating on that oak tree, and she said to Jack,
"Jack, my son, what are you doing?"
Jack replied, "I'm beating the wind for blowing my barley away." So the little woman reached in her pocket and took out something that looked like a handkerchief to Jack. Well, instead of being a handkerchief, it was a tablecloth. The old woman said,
"Spread, tablecloth, spread."
And so it spread, and there was a lot of all kinds of different foods on it. The old woman said to Jack,
"Take this home, and it'll pay your mother for her barley."
Instead of going home like he should have, Jack went to a halfway house to play, and he stayed there all night. Now, when he went to bed, he told the man and woman there to not tell the tablecloth to spread. But as soon as he was in bed, guess what, Gina? They took out that tablecloth, and, well, they told the tablecloth to spread, which it did, all full of the tastiest foods on earth.
Oh!
In place of Jack's tablecloth, they put their own and kept Jack's. So the next morning, Jack got up overjoyed and took that tablecloth and ran home when he said to his mother, "Mommy, I have something to pay you for all your good barley, even though the wind has blown it away. Just tell this tablecloth to spread." Well, Jack's mother told the tablecloth to spread, but instead of spreading, it just lay there. So, Gina, his mother whipped him again and sent him out again. And he went down to the field, and he commenced to whip in the same oak tree. Again, the little old woman came along, and she said,
"Jack, my son, what are you doing today? Didn't the tablecloth repay your mother for that barley?"
Jack said, No, when I told it to spread, it lay still on the table. Well, by this time, a donkey came up. So the little old woman told Jack to tell the donkey to shake. Jack told the donkey to shake. And don't you know that donkey shook a pack of gold out of one foot and a pack of silver out of the other. But instead of going home that night, Jack went back to that halfway house. And again, he cautioned those folks down there to be sure not to tell the donkey to shake. Well, it wasn't long before he'd gone to bed and the couple went to the stable. And yes, folks, they told the donkey to shake. When they found out that he shook a pack of gold out of one foot and a pack of silver out of the other, they put their donkey in place of his.
Oh.
The next morning, Jack got up and rode the donkey he thought was his home to his mother, and he said to her, "Now this time, Mother, I really have got something that'll pay you for your barley. Let's tell this donkey to shake." Well, the donkey stood still. So Gina, the old lady, beat him again and sent him away again. This time, while Jack was beating on that tree, you knew he was going to do that, the little old woman came along and asked Jack what in the world was he doing back at that old tree. Jack says, "I'm still beating the wind for blowing my barley away." So this time, the little old woman gave Jack a club. And she told Jack whatever he wanted the club to beat to tell it.
Beat, club, beat.
So Jack went to the halfway house again with the club. And he said to the people before he went to bed, "Be sure and don't tell this club to beat." Jack went upstairs, but he didn't go to bed this time. And it wasn't long till he heard the old man say, "Beat, club, beat." And the club commenced to beat on the man. And the old man stood it as long as he could, and the woman told it to beat her, so they could stand it no more. So they called for Jack. Well, when Jack came down, he asked them what was the matter. The man said he'd told the club to beat, and it beat on him. So Jack says, "Give me my donkey and tablecloth, and I'll stop the club from beating." So to keep from getting beat anymore, they gave Jack his donkey and tablecloth. Jack took the donkey and the tablecloth and the club, all three, home to his mother. Jack said, "Mother, I'm quite sure this time I have more than enough to pay you for all the barley you've planted. Tell this tablecloth to spread." Well, she did, and the tablecloth spread out full of all the food one could ever desire. Jack said, "Now tell this donkey to shake." She did, and out of one foot came gold, and out of another foot came silver, enough to live on forever. "Now, tell this club to beat." She did, and it beat her severely, just like she'd beaten Jack all those times before. Jack told his mother, "Now that's the way it felt when you beat me." So after it beat her a while, he told it to stop. And after the club had stopped beating, they lived happily ever after by the use of the tablecloth, club, and the donkey.
Okay, that's a cute story. That's cute.
Yeah, a lot of beating going on there, but that was the old days, I suppose, and things were different back then, I guess.
Good deal. That's a good story, Steve.
Thank you very much. And folks, that is the tale of the tablecloth, the donkey, and the club. Another bit of the mountain lore from this place we call home, Appalachia. Thanks for listening. Now, you can subscribe to the Mountain Lore Podcast at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and now, Gina, we're on Audible, along with all your favorite audiobooks. Oh, by the way, we also have a YouTube channel. Be sure to go over there, click that subscribe button, and give us a thumbs up if you don't mind. And as always, sweet dreams, podcast listeners.